15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the 1, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Tuesday to you. As we get you set up for the Browns-Cowboys game, that's on Sunday. Still going to talk a little bit about the Browns coming off this bye week, because the reflecting, the review of the Browns through nine games is still valid discussion. So Bernie Kosar is going to stop by, and we're going to get his thoughts on that. And Bernie always has good thoughts on the Browns and on football in general. So we'll hear from him. Going to also hear from the offensive line coach of the Browns tonight, George Warhop, veteran offensive line coach, because this has been an interesting story, too. You've got a rookie starting at right tackle. And you know, when we talked about that heading into the season, you know, through training camp, preseason, heading into the season, but to talk about it now after nine games, it's a different story. That means you've got a rookie implanted there, and there aren't many who get this opportunity. We have Matt Khalil with the Vikings, who's done a nice job, but at the left tackle spot. But this is a rookie right tackle, and any rookie starting at any line spot, and the Browns had that a year ago, virtually two at the guard positions. But to see this young guy step in and really do very solid work at the right tackle position, it hasn't always been perfect and easy for him at all, but he's growing into that spot. So we're going to have George Warhop give his assessment on that and on the line as a whole, on the change that had to be made at left guard with Jason Pinkston suffering that from that blood clot, the very scary situation for him. So we'll do that. We'll also talk with Usama Young. Jameer Howerton will sit down with Usama Young, get his bye week impressions, what he did, and kind of where things are headed for Usama Young, the rest of the secondary, the rest of the defense, as they prepare. They'll begin in earnest preparation tomorrow for this Dallas game. Your questions, your comments, those... Oh, a little bit of housekeeping, too, just for the record. The Browns making a move today. They added a guy by the name of Ricky Elmore to the practice squad. He's a defensive lineman. He was drafted by the Packers in the sixth round in 2011. Originally spent some time on the practice squad of the 49ers during the postseason of 2011. Training camp of this past summer with the Chargers, and then 3 weeks of this regular season on the practice squad of the Arizona Cardinals. He was cut by them on September 25th, so he joins the Browns. And a little background, too. University of Arizona, second in school history with 25.5 sacks. So an interesting guy, 6'5", 255, from California. So he joins the Browns roster, Ricky Elmore, as a practice squad addition. It's important to note that, because you never know, again, via injuries and whatnot, when practice squad guys become regular squad guys. Okay, your questions, your comments, you submit those to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. You also can, and by the way, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily, our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com, yet another way to communicate with us. Voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. Cameron from Facebook, he says, we need a number one receiver. So, got to draft one next year. Cameron, I don't think, as we sit now, seven games to play is a lot of games to play to sort of determine what all the needs would specifically be. But if you're asking me how much of a need that is for the Browns right now, I don't think it's a big one. I really don't. I'm not saying they wouldn't address it. And I'm not saying it's completely unnecessary to go there, because if you see somebody you like and you want to make that pick somewhere along the line. But to draft a number one receiver, which is what you're talking about, I think they've got one on this squad. I think Josh Gordon is that guy. And I think I want to see more from Greg Little, but I'm seeing more progress than less at this stage. Still, jury's still out for perhaps the rest of the receiving core as a whole, but I think there's a number one in place. And I think Little could be consistently number two. I think Travis Benjamin can have more of a role going forward. And I'm not ruling out Josh Cooper becoming a more consistent guy, helpful guy in the slot. I mean, more of an impact guy, I should say, in the slot, not just helpful. But my number one need is not receiver. My number one need right now is pass rusher, is the guy who comes off the edge and balances what I still think Jabal Sheard is, even though he only has two sacks in nine games. He's not on the pace. I mean, he could get there, but I mean, he was an 8.5 sack guy as a rookie last year. Numbers are down, but I don't think the effectiveness is necessarily down. But this team needs another complimentary guy. And I think building around those two big tackles, having Phil Taylor back now as he was for the Baltimore game, and now getting Ataba Rubin back from his calf injury for this Dallas game, to have those two big guys in there, plus John Hughes, plus Billy Winn, what they can do rotating and what they can disrupt on the interior of this line creates so many possibilities on what these ends can do. I think Frosty Rucker, Jaquay Parker, will be more productive on the assumption that both Taylor and Rubin play the whole way through and are healthy. Watch their production go up. Seth from Facebook. Now he's got an opposite view of the receiver position. He says, honestly, I think that we stole Josh Gordon with that second-round pick that we got him for. Obviously, in that supplemental draft last July, it's a second-round pick that counts toward 2013 draft. Seth says, I only wish that Greg Little could be as good, but at least he seems to be improving. And that's a fair assessment. I don't think he is where Josh Gordon is right now on talent, but I don't know that many other players are. I think Josh Gordon is a special level of ability that the more we see of it, the more consistent it becomes, the better that Brandon Whedon plays at quarterback, the more that comes out. We've certainly seen enough over a stretch of games of what he means as a dynamic force, but I think it continues to get better. And why? Because it's the physical gifts. It's the rare speed thing to go along with the size thing, and you can see how he just gets, when I call it the whoosh factor, a guy getting off the line as quickly and as explosively as he does, and then has his guy beat, and now he's open and gotten pretty good separation. And the next challenge is, okay, if a guy closes in on him or gets near him, the size, the strength, the athleticism that he can add to it. A lot of guys can do the whoosh thing, get off and beat the guy off the line and get open, and whatever kind of route they're going to run, if it's in the seam or if they're going to go to a fade route or whatever it might be, if somebody closes in, they may not have the physicality, the skills to handle the coverage, to handle that next body next to him. This guy can out-jump and, I think, out-muscle for the football consistently. That's why he's special, among other reasons. And it's just a matter of head catching up with body, and that's happening. The understanding of the game, the education of a player, of a young player. And it's coming along, and I think it's coming along well. All right, we have got much more for you. In a couple of minutes, we're going to sit down with the quarterback, Bernie Kosar, a regular on this show. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to us here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop the car! Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing of freshness.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on a Football Tuesday edition. Might be an off day for players, but not an off day for us in Berea. Coaches working hard at putting together the game plan, meetings all day to prepare for Sunday's game against the Cowboys. And Browns fans unite. The all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now, starting at just $199, you get 4 tickets to the Browns' home matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Plus, your 4 Browns tickets include 4 hot dogs, 4 Pepsis, 4 game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. To purchase your Browns Fan 4-Pack, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, Bernie, Bernie, oh.
And the quarterback joins us, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, after a bye week, you look at this Browns team, and they clearly yesterday came to practice with a feeling of being refreshed, and they were enthusiastic, and you could see it, the bounce in everyone's step on the practice field. How important do you think this bye is in terms of its impact on these remaining 7 games for this team?
Well, let me try to say this in a calm, intelligent, logical manner.
Please do.
And I'm lying, okay, because I have high emotions about stuff like this, okay? This is our job. This is our profession. We're so blessed to play football. Like, I don't believe in vacations during football. And God, I just came from church at St. Francis Day today. You know, so I don't want to sound hypocritical, but, like, there's not holidays also during football season. You know, it's what you have to think about. It's what you have to do. And our performance has been getting really better. I mean, it really has, and the competitiveness and the way we're playing, yeah, it's down to just a couple plays a game, but it's still 2-7, okay? It's still not enough wins. And from a player, I thank you, God, that I didn't have too many of these. But when I did, I was just miserable to live with. I couldn't vacation. You know, I had film all over at the facility. And you got to get away. You have to rest your body some. But football does not go far from your mind. Competitive people, people who want to be great, people who want to win, you got to keep it in your head. You got to keep it in your mind. You can't let it go too far. You can't let it get out there where, now some of the coaches may need to, because, man, these guys have been grinding. They're working. I think sometimes they're working too hard. And sometimes I think they're studying too hard at what they're doing. And I'm not trying to be like, you know, a coach, marketing guy. Mm. But, you know, a breather in their brain, a little family time, sometimes will maybe give them some fresher perspective and some new ideas and maybe some time to just calmly watch some other teams play and see some other things. And then sometimes things pop into your mind. You just don't know that. And I don't mind it from that situation. But from a player standpoint, I really think, you know, you show your leadership by, you don't have to be out there practicing every day. You don't have to be at the facility every day. But, man, you should be doing a little something every day where you're talking about plays, thinking about plays, checking your guys out, calling your friends. Hey, your family is really important to most of us, myself included. But your football family is really important. Checking in on them, making sure, seeing what they're up to, making sure nothing goes wrong, because sometimes, you know, with a little free time, some things can go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't need any of that right now.
Sure. Now, Bernie, would it be fair to say that having watched this team go through this 2-7 start, but go through it in a way where we know how close and how competitive all the games really have been, but especially looking at this last game against Baltimore, and it still has that feeling, that lingering effect of how much the Browns were in position to win that game. It was a winnable opportunity for them that they squandered, and especially with 5 red zone visits and 5 field goals only to show for that. Do you think that when you get some time like this, and as you said, it's the balance between keeping your head in football and trying to maybe unplug a little bit to just get refreshed, that there's something you can do to enhance the idea that, look, guys, we're close. You know, we're close now. This is, I'm thinking of the Pat Shurmur message that he can deliver, and players kind of responding to that notion, especially after seeing Baltimore go out and hang 55 points on the Oakland Raiders, and you look at this Browns defense and how well they kept them in check.
Yes, in a way, yes. But being close and then turning the corner are another thing. And the human psychology, and I don't want to get too deep, but the human brain does weird things. And we saw some games this week where there was a couple of just complete blowouts on teams you thought were going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who scored 31? It was like 31-3 or something. In some of the games, there were blowouts, and you thought that the team was going to win. Don't feel good about yourself. Just don't be happy because you're getting close. Actually, I think that's when you see the light at the end of the tunnel. You see that Coach Sherman, the coaches, the organization is right in what they're coaching. But now take it a step further. Instead of saying, oh, God, I feel good about myself, I'm getting close, instead say, okay, what's that one thing I got to do, or that two things extra I got to do to put us over the hump, as opposed to saying, okay, I kind of got it made. I'm playing better. I'm playing close. They're complimenting me now. I got things going in the right direction. That's the wrong thing to start happening. If you're playing better and you're feeling better about yourself and the coaches are feeling better about yourself, but you're mature enough to look at yourself and say, yeah, okay, thank you. That's great. And I appreciate it. But what's that one or two other things I could do to make that game different and make it 3-7 next week as opposed to 2-8.
All right. Bernie Kosar joining us, as always, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, we look now at the upcoming opponent. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Big win they had against Philadelphia, but a lot of pressure on that football team and pressure on everybody. I mean, it's the Browns can feel it. A lot of teams are feeling a sense of pressure. But you go into that game in Dallas, it's not an opponent that the Browns necessarily know well, although they certainly know Rob Ryan, the defensive coordinator who formerly worked here, and his scheme. There's some knowledge of that, certainly. But just all in all, how do you see the challenge for the Browns this week?
Okay, first, I'd like to say that we're catching them at the right time. They're losing. They have doubts, which they do. But I think this team is a talented team, and I think this is a team with their back against the walls. And I think this is a team that early you want to jump on them and keep them doubts and keep those demons in their head. This is not a team that you want to let get out there and feel good and just start doing good things, because they have gifts and their season is on the line. And more so than their season is on the line, their jobs are on the line, and they know it.
You hear the speculative talk, the reference over the weekend to Mike Holmgren possibly being someone the Cowboys would consider for a coach. That certainly has to be unsettling to the coaching staff there in Dallas. But at the same time, you do the right thing on the field, and stuff like that doesn't matter.
Look, there's 7 games left for us. Okay, you do the right thing on the field. Me and Coach Belichick started talking about this in 1990, okay, when me and him came. I learned it from Snellenberger back in the mid-'80s, early 80s, and I started talking about it with Jimmy Johnson in the mid-'80s. Just do your job. Mm-hmm. Do your job. Do it what you can do, and all the other stuff takes care of itself. If I start worrying about Vic, what you got to do today, and you're worrying about me, and I'm worrying about the receivers, and I'm worrying about what the defense is going to do, and the defense is worried about the offense, okay, we're going to be 2-8. But if I just do what I can do, and you just do what you could do, and the offensive coaches do what they could do, and the offensive line coach does their job, and the defensive coordinator does just his job, it gives you as an organization the best chance to succeed.
Bernie, the other thing is, and you made a great point too about needing to jump on this team early, this Cowboys team. Early quick starts have not been something the Browns have consistently or been able to do all that well. If anything, they've been falling into the hole, like that 14-0 hole against Baltimore in their last game. But what you're really talking about is something that this offense needs to respond to, and especially I would think it's on Brandon Whedon, who's got to come back from that Baltimore game strong, a poor performance that he had there, to be the catalyst for something like this. How much can a quarterback do with this extra time to get himself ready for this?
Yeah, I'm not worried about Brandon Whedon. He knows what he needs to do. Coming out strong, being a leader, being confident. You can't let down your guard and show your teammates that you have any doubt in yourself, and he won't do that. Guys, though, we all need to raise our game. When you go on the road, and it's corny, I know it's over-drama stuff, and it's said way too much, but it's us against the world. And when you get that mentality, and you want to take care of guys, and you all kind of want to raise your game, that stuff takes care of itself.
Bernie, great stuff. As always, we look forward to talking with you next week as we assess what happened in this ball game and continue to look at the rest of the season.
Sounds good, bro. Talk to you during the week.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, that's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina. General Practice Family Law Firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Spotlight Productions invites you and your family to a Motown Christmas Spectacular, Friday, December 7th at Akron's Civic Theater. Treat the whole family to a rockin' Christmas Spectacular at Akron's Civic Theater, Friday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for the Motown Christmas Spectacular are on sale now by calling the Civic Theater at 330-253-2488 or online at akroncivic.com.
It's a Football Tuesday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, ladies, got a message for you. Enjoy a night out with the Cleveland Browns and get a behind-the-scenes look inside the team. Expand your football knowledge at Ladies Chalk Talk with an evening full of special appearances, lectures, cocktails, appetizers, giveaways, and much more. That's on Monday, this coming Monday, November 19th. 6 to 9 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium. It's a lot of fun, and you'll expand your football knowledge, I'm sure, by being there. Sign up today for Ladies Chalk Talk by visiting clevelandbrowns.com. And we'll further expand your knowledge on this show because we go inside the locker room now. Jameer Howerton takes you there throughout the week, as usual. sits down with a key Browns player. Today, he sits with Usama Young, the safety. Take it away, Jameer.
Well, Usama, thank you for your time. Just taking a look back at this bye week, what did you have going on?
Man, I got to get with my family, got to enjoy it, just kick my feet up, got horizontal for a while. It was a good way for me just to get my body to recover, man. You know, them 9 weeks plus the preseason plus training camp, all that, it takes a toll on your body. So to have that bye week, I made the most out of it.
Do you feel that the bye week came at a good time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you always do look forward to it just to cover, but to look back on your past mistakes and, you know, things that you need to improve for the rest of the season. And, you know, we did some good things, and we did some things that we can improve. So going into this seven-week stretch, you're looking for a lot more positive.
You guys hit the field. Talk about practice and the energy that was surrounding a well-rested Cleveland Browns team.
Guys were rejuvenated, you know, just to be able to get that in, get that practice in, get the early start on Dallas for this Sunday. It was a good thing. You can tell a lot of guys were upbeat and positive.
Speaking of Dallas, you were born and raised in the D.C. metropolitan area, and you look at that area, it's split down the middle, Redskins fans, Dallas fans. Which side were you on as a kid growing up?
Man, Cowboys and Indians, I was definitely an Indian, man. I was with the Redskins, to be honest. It was one of them things where, you know, either you love Dallas or you hated Dallas, or you love the Redskins, you hated the Redskins. And most of the folks out there, most of my family were Redskins all the way. We had a few of those Dallas ones that were wearing the hats and wearing the starter jackets and all that. Nah, I was all the way with the Redskins, bro.
So you're very excited for this upcoming game?
Oh, definitely, definitely. All my boys, they wanted to come out to the game, and if they were coming, I was like, hey, you better not have on no Dallas hats. You better not have on no Dallas jerseys. Nah, man. You know, you grow up looking at that star, and either you want to be on the star, or you want to wear the star, or you want to beat the star. So, nah, I'm trying to beat the stars, man.
Seeing the way they won Sunday, what did you take away from that team offensively?
Be honest, I looked at the film today, and this guy's got weapons. From Romo throwing the rock and running the ball, and Witten, Brett, Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, they're talented, very talented. And we're gonna have our hands full. We gotta have our A game. You know, we're gonna have to stop the big plays. Romo, he scrambles around, he continues the plays, he keeps it going. We're gonna have to be on our P's and Q's and bring our A game to get a win.
Well, Simon, thank you for your time, and good luck to you as you guys head into this work week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Browns fans, here's just a friendly reminder. Don't forget to support the annual Cleveland Browns Food Drive prior to the Steelers game on Sunday, November 25th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Fans attending the game are encouraged to donate non-perishable items such as canned soups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, and tuna fish. For more information on how you can help, visit clevelandfoodbank.org.
All right. Thank you, Jameer Howerton, and thank you, Usama Young. Appreciate that breakdown of what these guys are doing in the bye week, and most of it is, as Usama said, it's a lot of rest your body after 9 games, but they're back to work. They got back at it yesterday. They're going to be back at it fully in preparation for Sunday's game against the Cowboys beginning tomorrow in earnest with practice. All right, we are going to next talk with you about what your questions, your comments. And actually, no, you know what? We'll do that later in the show. How about next week talk with you about the offensive line of the Browns? George Warhop, outstanding line coach for the Browns. He's going to come up next on this show, and then we'll get to your questions and comments. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Oh.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
This
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Imagine your baby growing, progressing, and becoming more independent. Then imagine her suddenly being robbed of her ability to talk, walk, or use her hands. Imagine having to live your life as if your feet are tied together, your hands are tied behind your back, and your mouth taped shut. Imagine the symptoms of autism, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's, epilepsy, and anxiety all wrapped up in one little girl. This is Rett Syndrome. Learn more and find out how you can help at clarescrusade.org. Claire's Crusade, breaking the silence of Rett Syndrome.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
Hey, it's a Football Tuesday. It's Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we take you through this show that's going to give you more insights into what this Browns team has been doing during the bye and now getting fully ready to prepare for Sunday's game against the Cowboys. And Browns fans, don't forget to support the annual Cleveland Browns food drive prior to the Steelers game. That's on Sunday, November 25th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Cleveland Food Bank volunteers will be located at gate entrances of the stadium to collect donations that day starting at 11 a.m. Fans attending the game are encouraged to donate non-perishable items such as canned soups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, and tuna fish. Before they enter the stadium, monetary donations will also be accepted. For more information on how you can help, visit clevelandfoodbank.org. So happy to have with us now the offensive line coach for the Cleveland Browns, George Warhop. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, I'd like to talk about this group of yours because it's been an interesting season. And if you just focused on this aspect, that you're starting a rookie at right tackle in Mitchell Schwartz, that in itself could be an adventure for any offensive line coach to have a rookie in there from day one and playing straight through. But the fact is, through nine games, you don't hear a lot of conversation about Mitchell Schwartz, and I think it's because he's doing a pretty good job in there.
Yeah, Mitch does a nice job. He's smart, he's tough, he listens, he learns from past mistakes. He's fortunate to be in a good room. I mean, again, you got Joe, who's in there, who's played, who knows how to play the tackle position. You got Alex Mack, who played with him in college. You got Sean Laval, who is into his second year as a starter. So, you know, as a room, you know, as a community, I mean, we tend to do a decent job of communicating how we need to get things done.
Was it any concern of yours that he played, and I guess a bond maybe he shares with that he wouldn't prefer to share with Brandon Whedon, that first game against Philadelphia was a rough outing for him, and it seemed, and for the whole team, but I mean in particular it seemed like it was for Mitch on that you know, going against that Eagles wide nine, so on and so forth. As you looked at it, were you concerned that a young man's psyche could be damaged from that and how he would come back? I'm sure as a coach you were monitoring that pretty closely.
Honestly, I don't ever think about that.
No?
No,
okay.
I think every game's a different game. I mean, you look at Philly, that's a good front.
Yeah.
And even the best players are going to have issues at times with that front. So you go into it, you have a plan, you try to execute the plan, you look at how you went about executing the plan, what we need to do differently, and then you move on to the next week. But you don't dwell on that stuff. If it's not a great day, you fix what needs to be fixed and you move on.
Did he even indicate to you in the slightest that he was out of sorts after that, or did he just show you that immediate professional refocusing for Cincinnati in week two?
No, we talked about what we needed to do going forward. I mean, he did some things that we had to fix or some things we had to change or change his thought process about a few things. But, you know, one thing about Mitch, he's plugged in to what he does and how he does it, and it's not a hard conversation to have.
What are the greatest challenges that a rookie right tackle specifically faces? Give me kind of a list, and then if you as much as you can tell me how Mitch has dealt with them.
Well, I don't think it pertains to just a right tackle. I think it's either tackle, and the first issue is the quality of the player you're going to deal with down in and down out. You know, when you're playing against Philly and Cincinnati and Baltimore and this week Dallas, they have very athletic guys, very long guys that know how to use their hands, guys that know how to take advantage of your position if you're in the wrong spot. And so the biggest issue is becoming consistent in how you approach them and have an understanding of what you're going to allow them to try to do to you. And then you have to try to eliminate those things. And that's how we go about it. How can we minimize what they're trying to do? And then how do you counter that?
As a group, this line has given up only, and I know you want this number to be better, but it is only 14 sacks. And from a statistical projection, if you finish the year with 28 sacks, that would be the fewest the Browns have allowed since like 2008. So it's not too bad when you consider it in that regard. But what are your general thoughts on how the pass protection has gone, given that this is a pass-first football team?
First and foremost, you know, sacks, it's a group thing. It's an offensive deal. So if we've only allowed 14, it's because we've all O-line, quarterback, receivers, running backs, everybody's doing their job. So that's the first thing, is that we're all on the same page and we can minimize guys getting to the quarterback. In terms of the number, again, it's week to week. We like to have none.
Yeah, of course.
And so, and even on top of that, we don't want the quarterback hit. So that's our thought process going into the game. We don't want him hit. We don't want to allow a sack. We want him to play with a clean jersey. But for that to get done, as I said before, it's an offensive deal. Everybody has to do their part.
Is it harder to protect a rookie where you're still learning what Brandon, you know, his steps, his tendencies, the things that I guess he does that maybe would be more second nature for a line that obviously a line that had been together, and I know this doesn't apply to Mitch so much, but, you know, everybody this year, even Joe Thomas and so forth, the veterans, are new to Brandon Whedon and what he does. Is that a factor in pass protection?
Yeah, it can be. But then it goes back to, you know, Webb and Brad and Pat and what they're telling him to do in terms of drops and the rhythm in which he's getting the ball out and all that, and they've done a great job of that. So it can be an issue. It has not been. And Brandon is he's, in my opinion now, in my dealings with him, okay, he embraces all that's going on. So he's not a hard guy to communicate with. If there is an issue, they tend to get it fixed pretty quickly.
George Warhop, offensive line coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You had an unfortunate situation occur at left guard with Jason Pinkston, and a scary deal, to say the least. Six games into it, he develops a blood clot that ends his season, and you go to John Greco to fill that left guard spot. But first, let's talk about Jason, the kind of year he was having, and what that, you know, that dilemma, what was created by him not being able to finish the year.
Well, you know, Pink was going into his second year, and you know, it's hard to talk about where he was and what was going on and whatnot, because we're six games in, and I thought when he got hurt, we were just starting to get into our rhythm a little bit, you know, figuring out who we were, what we want to be, having Trent, what's best with him, you know, protection-wise, what we were doing and how we want to approach things. So, you know, there were some growing pains, in my opinion, in general, at the beginning of the year. And when he became ill was just when we were starting to hit our stride, I thought, or at least have a pretty good understanding of how we want to approach things and how we want to go about it. So I thought he had just played his best game.
Mm-hmm.
And then he were going in to play Cincinnati, and you know, I just thought he had, you know, a chest infection, you know, upper respiratory infection. And so I kind of felt bad because I was hard on him.
Yeah.
In the Cincinnati game, I was hard on him about not being able to play. And when you find out what it is, and when you know the kid, and you know he doesn't miss anything, you know, your heart really goes out to him, and you go out for him, because he'll fight till he's dead, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in terms of playing. So when he could not play, and when he tells me on the sideline, he says, I can't play, you know, right then and there, I knew, all right, this is bigger than just, you know, an upper respiratory issue.
Sure.
There's something else going on here. I didn't think it'd be to that degree.
Right.
But it was something that he himself couldn't overcome. So so it's very, very unfortunate. You know, he's around now. They won't let him come to the meetings or doing any of that, but he's in the building every day, and they're working through the process of getting him back.
That's great. And, you know, we want him to want all the best for him and to come back from this next year and many years beyond. In the meantime, John Greco steps into that position. How has the fit been with John in there? I know he's a veteran, and I know he's versatile. How has that worked out?
I think John's done a nice job. One thing about John, again, as with the whole group, they're all smart. They understand the expectation in terms of if you're up and you have to play, the expectation is for you to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And as I tell them all the time, when we put our team together, I don't care how you get here. If you make it, then you're one of the best five, you're one of the best seven, you're one of the best nine, you're one of the best 11, whatever your role is, okay, in our room. So if you're in the room and you have an opportunity to play, the expectation is for you to play at a high level. And John's done that.
Yeah, he just seems to be all business and all focus and step in and put his head down and do the job.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. And he's smart. He likes playing football. He's embracing the opportunity. And, you know, this, in the long run for him, it could open a whole bunch more doors for him.
Sure.
So, I mean, you got to embrace every snap you get.
When we look at the line as a whole with regard to run blocking, and having a guy like Trent Richardson back there, I know is a special thing for this team. And it just seems like he is getting his groove. He's dealt with his own health issues, but and still, I guess, dealing with this rib problem. But the last couple of games, getting 100-plus yards. How have you felt the line's role in run blocking has developed?
You know, I've always felt we've been, you know, since I've been here, a pretty good run team. You know, it was a little bit of a shift philosophically in terms of we throw the ball more than we've done in the past. But I've always looked at our group as being a physical group, a group that has no fear in terms of getting after people. Sometimes it's just a matter of opportunity. And, you know, of late, Trent's been getting the ball and has been paying dividends. And I'm not going to take anything away from him. That kid can be as good as he chooses to be.
Sure.
You know, and we just got to continue to help him. And again, running the ball, as with sacks, it's a group effort. I mean, the receivers have to do a great job. If he's going to have a run greater than 7 or 8 yards, just the receivers are involved in doing something downfield. The fact that, you know, what we do in the passing game affects the force and eliminates force at times. So it's all tied together. And as we're starting to hit our stride, we know what we're doing in terms of with the quarterback and with the receivers and what we want to do up front and how it all ties together. The better group we become, the better we'll be in all facets of what we're trying to do offensively.
And as you look at what you have, of course, with, you know, Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, are those fixture guys. Sean Laval, a guy who essentially is
is kind of like a second-year player in reality in terms of, experience, looks like he's getting a little more traction with what he's doing. Do you see a guy whose game's coming together a little better?
I love Sean Lavelle. Okay.
Why?
Because he's the toughest guy in America, in my opinion. He fights every down. He's starting to let his personality show a little bit more. He's got some unbelievable convictions about himself personally. I like the guy as a guy. I love the guy as a player. And just keep watching him.
Interesting. Well, we will keep watching this line and your work with it, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
He is George Warhop, the offensive line coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting included. Balancing included. Valve stems included. Free flat repair included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to be? Did you know that Cozy has more than 45 programs to help you fuel your business? We can help you build business connections, manage employees, and reduce expenses on health insurance, energy, and workers' comp. Cozy can connect you to networking events, resources, and information. Just visit cozy.org/grow to find out about the resources that are right for your small business. Health plans insured by Medical Mutual.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Buying a car, second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into the third-party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows it. Customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
And we appreciate the fact that you have chosen to spend this portion of your Tuesday, your football Tuesday, with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. Your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, email daily at clevelandbrowns.com, etc. That's how you get aboard with us. Let us go to Rick on Facebook. He says, offense is putting up more points and yards per game than last year. The wins aren't there, but the offense has moved the ball better than in years past. He says, Colt McCoy isn't a starter in this league. Should the Browns bring back Charlie Fry, too? This is his remark to those who have been supportive of Colt. And by the way, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with folks staying true to their guy. But as long as it's being done realistically, which in my mind still is, that Brandon Whedon starts and the Browns are fortunate, I think, to have Colt McCoy on this roster as a backup, have the ability to go too deep at the position and have someone who's credible when he steps in there. But I think the best guy to start is playing. We've plowed that ground many times. Rick goes on to talk about Greg Little has caught passes more with more regularity over the last few games. True. Good, hell of a blocker, Rick says, and that's true. He's really, I think that's it's always the underappreciated part of a player's game is receiver's game, is blocking downfield. And Greg, I think, has taken particular pride in that and has excelled at that. And it's a good thing. When you have a player like Trent Richardson who can do so much at second, third level, it's the second, third level blocking that a receiver tends to provide. And Little's doing that. And mostly legally. I mean, because the officials crack down on the crackback looking for receivers. They enforce that more than ever. More closely than ever. Rick also, this was a long Facebook post by him. He says, Josh Gordon, has really been coming along for a guy who is pretty raw. And he concludes by saying, hopefully Little stays focused and keeps on developing. I like your take, Rick. That's a good take. It's a sound, intelligent take on this football team and on kind of the state of the offense. Makes a lot of sense. Tobin from Facebook says the Browns need to execute. Too many missed big plays. You can't blame the play caller when guys are open. I like this point because it is putting blame on players more so than coaches here. That's not what I find interesting about this. What I find interesting about this is, first of all, we know Pat Shurmur and staff, and particularly Pat Shurmur, has taken his share of hits. It's a regular thing to criticize the play calling, criticize the job he's done as a head coach. And at 2-7, that is expected. You're going to come after somebody or something. And the players, as a rule, have taken generally less of the heat. Why? Because they're younger guys. There's the slack that's been given to younger guys who, I think the majority of people who watch this team closely believe, are talented. But all that said, it is true, as Tobin points out, that big plays have been missed by poor execution, by missed opportunities in the passing game, whether it's a drop pass or the quarterback not seeing the right thing and doing the right thing in terms of Brandon Whedon. But those plays have been there. That's the bottom line here, is that by design, the plays have been available to hit. In I'm not saying constantly, but I'm saying with some regularity. Guys get open. Guys do get open. Chuck from Twitter says, DeQuell Jackson implied that this team can run the table and end the season at 9-7. Do you believe that can happen? Well, anything can happen. I'll answer it that way. I know that sounds like a safe on the fence answer. Is it realistic to think you can win 7 in a row when you've won 2 of your first 9? Probably not. And that, so I'll be fair there. But I do think there is a sense of confidence that's more than bravado that says the Browns can win more of their final games than lose. How's that? We want to thank Bernie Kosar and George Warhop. Want to thank Osama Young and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Joe Meadows. Want to thank Drew Boatner. And want to thank my producer tonight, Matt Fontana, sitting in for Dave DiNatale. We will catch you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Cleveland Sports Night is up next with Michael Regeye, and I'll be on with him a little bit. Talk to you tomorrow.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.